Many years ago, far away to the west, there lived a young girl with skin so pale that they called her Banya, milk. Her lips were as red as blood, and her eyes as dark as the peats that they used to make fire. Her mother and father did not think her beautiful, however. They thought her strange and shameful, for she did not play like the other children in the village, nor speak as they did. They often beat her and locked her away in a dark cupboard where unknown things crept. So many hours did she spend alone in the darkness that Banya began to dream of being taken to another world, a kinder world where she might be accepted, where she might be loved. Part 1. Chapter 1. September 1857. Shrieking split the leaden sky, and Audrey looked up to see a host of birds, their wings ink black against the grey.
Storm coming, do you see? They know the wind's changing.
The man gestured upwards, but his eyes were on Audrey.
They feel it long before we can tell.
Audrey nodded, but did not reply, for she was too tired now for conversation. It had already taken them an hour from Kyleakin, and she was wet through with the fine rain and the spray from the sea, her carpet bag and its contents soaked. All around, she heard the monotone of the men singing a Gaelic lament as they rowed, a low, insistent sound, like the washing of the waves against the little boat. Behind her, an old woman in a sodden bonnet was grumbling over her damaged possessions, a bag of meal and a basket of paper roses. Apart from the man, the only other passenger was a girl in blue who sat hunched forward at the stern of the boat, her face bone pale, her eyes squeezed shut, her narrow shoulders tensed as though in pain. Audrey watched her, wanting to help but suspecting she wished to be left alone.
"Is it far ye've travelled?"
the man persisted, chewing the tobacco in his cheek.
"From London."
She glanced briefly at him and then away. 3 days it had taken her. First the overnight train to Glasgow, then a steamer to Oban and a boat to Kyleakin. She who had never travelled alone in her life. The man continued to watch her out of the corner of his eye. After a minute or so, he said,
"It's fair cut off, sky. Not much goes in. Those that can, leave."
He pushed back his hat.
"Strange place for a young lady from London to be visiting this time of year."
Audrey looked towards the emerald water as it seethed into the darkness. She could have given him many reasons. "This is the island my mother loved. This is the island where my mother died. I have come here because I needed to get away."
"I'm expected there," she said.
The girl was leaning forward now, over the side of the boat, clutching a poor bit of fabric about her shoulders. Audrey watched to see if anyone would offer to help. She, after all, was a stranger, a Sassenach. But no one moved. She forced herself to rise, her body aching with cold and cramp, and moved alongside the girl. She spoke quietly.
"Can I help? Are you ill?"
The girl, when she turned to her, seemed startled, dark eyes shining. Audrey removed a small silver flask from her cloak, uncorked it and held it out.
"It's brandy and water. It might do you good."
"That's kind of you, miss, but no."
She spoke with the soft Highland English Audrey had heard in Oban. Cold water sprayed across the boat as they reached rougher waves, and the girl shook violently. Audrey removed her own shawl and wrapped it around her thin shoulders, over her damp blue dress. The girl smiled then, her lips ghost pale.
"It's just the sea. That's all it is. I never liked the sea.